Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
So,
Teenagers.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
My coffee's in the other room. I'm back.
Okay, go get your coffee.
Get your coffee. Valerie needs one for you.
She was falling asleep earlier. While we were talking to her, she's falling asleep.
I know, and that's never happened before. Here comes
Speedy. Yeah, that's never happened before.
No.
She's very tired, so she needs her coffee.
I remember, she doesn't fall asleep. I remember sleeping in a bunk bed last year or the year before, and you were on the top bunk, and I was
me?
On the bottom.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah,
oh,
you.
Okay.
Yeah, you. And we were talking. I can't remember what we were talking about. No. We were just talking, and I was like so tired, and you just kept talking.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, my words were slurred.
That's when we were at the cabin.
I couldn't like talk without slurring my words, and I haven't been drinking or anything. Yes. I get tired and I slur my words. I don't know if you guys do that.
Did you fall asleep while I was just talking?
Probably. And then we were going to get up and go for like a morning paddle, like a sunrise paddle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 5:15. I opened my eyes. I looked out the window. I'm like, ah, it's cloudy. Forget about it. And I roll over. And the curtain's like, let's go.
She's like, you little energizer bunny. I know. Like, Courtney would always get you out of bed at 5 o'clock, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Courtney said, yeah. Do you know what you want to do at 5 o'clock this morning? Run 5 miles.
Yes.
Okay.
Courtney, you are hard to keep up with.
An early riser.
You are. I mean, I am, too, but, like, for whatever, you kept me up all night talking. So I was like, oh, we're definitely not getting up at 5.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, did you not hear her champion story, too? She's like,
no.
Yeah, I was like super hungover. Then I went for a run on the beach. I'm like,
Alaska.
Yeah, and that was just, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
She still got it.
She's got it.
Oh,
I've got Courtney, but I've got coffee.
Oh my gosh, you guys have a lot of energy.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we just watched a really fun movie that we're going to talk about.
It just came out on Friday on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Netflix original, right?
A Family Affair, written by Carrie Solomon and directed by Richard Lagrevenez.
Ooh.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Good luck with that.
I don't know.
You win. Sounds good.
And it is about this young woman who is a personal assistant to a very a superstar, and Chris Cole is played by Zac Efron. And Zara Ford is played by Joey King, and
she's the personal assistant.
Yes. And she's kind of had it with this guy because he's really sometimes asks a lot of her. when he hired her, he had told her that she could work her way up to being a producer, which hasn't happened. And she's kind of going through this time in her life where she feels like she's 24 and she needs to be doing more with her life. And she's kind of, I don't know.
She's been working for him for like 2 years at this point, right?
Yeah.
Which when you're 24, seems like it's forever.
Yeah.
Yes. 2 years is a long time, but it kind of is at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's a lot going on at that age.
That's true.
Yeah, she's really itching to like move on and get on with her life and do something with it. So she just feels a little stagnant.
This was like one of my favorite lines in the whole movie. They're just driving, and this song by Cher comes on.
Oh, yeah.
The Do You Believe in Life After Love? Or I don't know how the words go.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sound good. And he's like, oh my gosh, this song is about me. Cher wrote this song about me. And he believes it. Like, he says it with such conviction. He's like so self-centered.
Because he just had broken up with his. So, you know, his Zara has to do things like he's breaking up with this girl and she has to get him these diamond earrings that he gives to everyone he breaks up
with. It's part of the thing.
Yeah. And so she has to get him the earrings. She's got to go to the house of the ex-girlfriend and get all this stuff. And
so she switches the diamond earrings for
him. No, they're always new diamond earrings.
Well, no, I know. They get the diamond earrings. He gets his stuff back.
Yes.
I guess.
Well, no. It's like he has this whole line he gives the girl as they're breaking up, and he just get like it's almost like an engagement, like "Will you marry me?" kind of style. Like he gives her their earrings,
and they kind of think that he's going to propose. They're getting excited about it, and he's like, "I think we need to step back, take a break."
They're like, "What? We need to take some steps in our life."
Yes.
Away from each other.
Oh my gosh.
Worst breakup ever.
Yeah. So she's, and this is just sort of the almost the end. She's almost done with him. And she's coming back to his house and this morning after he breaks up with this woman, she's bringing him all of his stuff. And he's really in this, he's kind of become famous because of a superhero movie series.
Yeah.
And they're just about ready to start filming another movie for this series. And it sounds like it's written really horrible.
Speed meets.
It's Die Hard meets Miracle on 34th Street plus Speed.
So bad.
And it's just written really bad. So she keeps trying to tell him this is not a good
career.
Yeah, this is not a good idea to do this. So she says, "Can I please find somebody else to write the script or look it over, rewrite it?" And he kind of agrees. And he says, you know, "Be here tomorrow morning at 8 with my coffee and all this stuff." So she's not there right at 8. And he changes the security code on his house so she can't get in. And she's like, that's it. She's like, I am done. Yeah. So she climbs the gate. And she's kind of storming in. All the people who work there, like the security guard's like, "I could have just opened that for you." She's like, "No. I'm making a point." And she's storming in, and then this door is so huge and hard to open and heavy. And
she's a pretty small person.
Yeah. And then she goes in, and the housekeeper's there making stuff, you know. And she's like, you know, obviously everyone loves her. Uh-huh. Yeah. And because she really smooths things out.
Yeah. You know, she makes his world so
much
nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, even between he and everyone who works for him.
Yeah, she's just kinda, like, okay, he's an inconsiderate jerk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's the peacekeeper.
So she goes up and storms up into his workout room and tells him she's quitting.
Yeah, and he's over there doing some, like, external rotations and rotation and looking all...
Yeah.
Okay, Zac Efron, who, you know, like, I felt so creepy when I, you know, saw him in the Neighbors Next Door movie where he's in the fraternity.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this isn't the sweet little boy from
High School
Musical anymore. I'm like, oh, can I be looking at Zac Efron this way?
I know.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Hey, if Nicole Kidman can, so can I.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think we all do.
Anyway, go on. Sorry.
So she tells him she's quitting, and they kind of get in an argument, and when the house, the cook or the housekeeper finds out, she starts crying. It's like, no, you can't quit.
Yeah, we're all going to like suffer now.
So
he's like pissed because he's like, well, who's going to be picking up my stuff when I break up with my girlfriends? Like, I can't do that. Who am I supposed to send out to do that?
Yeah.
And he's like, what did he say? Oh, then he talks, he's like, there's only two of these chartreuse.
Oh, yes. There's the one of a kind, and I have
one
only
of the endangered Tibetan antelope, and I have one of the two in the world.
No, he said, there's only this is a one of a kind, such and such from this, and I only have two. That was it.
Oh, that's the line. Okay.
Which is funny later on because he starts thinking about it, and he realizes he needs Zara.
Yeah.
So he's sucking it up, and he's going to go to her house. And, you know, he goes up to the door, and Nicole Kidman plays Zara's mother. And Nicole, her name is Brooke Harwood. And Brooke is in a Blondie's t-shirt with, you know, plastic gloves on, and she's cleaning and she's rocking out to Blondie.
Okay, but I will say this.
But
she's like supposed to be looking really grungy, right? You know, like cleaning house and whatever.
Yeah.
She looked amazing.
Oh, she, yes.
It's Nicole Kidman.
She's
Kidman.
Come
on.
Capable of not looking
no,
beautiful.
No, she looks great.
I think they were trying to make her look bad, and they, I mean, they couldn't.
No, you can't make her look grungy at all.
No.
So, I mean, she's just darling. She's so pretty and cute. And she kind of hears something because he walks in, the door's open, and he just lets himself in. And so she turns off the music, and she kind of peeks around the corner and she's got this candle holder that she's going to like, you know, she thinks it's maybe some sort of a
intruder.
Like, come and then she sees it's him, and she, you know, he's very handsome. So she gets a little fluff.
Yeah.
She's like, Zara's not here.
It was really cute. If some cute guy came into my home unannounced, uninvited,
I would still think creepy.
I'd be freaked out.
I mean, she knows that he's works for,
she knows
so
who he is.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, what are you doing here? But okay. And he kind of tells her that he'd like to see Zara, but Zara's not in. So Nicole's like, Brooke goes, well, you know, you can come back or something like that. And he's like, well, can I wait? And Brooke's kind of like, well, I guess. Uh-huh. And I think he even says, can I have a drink?
So can I have a tequila?
Yeah.
And she's like, sure.
She's like, well, I'm just going to go get out of my clean
clothes. She says to him when she sees him, do you always let yourself in? And he says, yeah, I'm famous.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. He says, do you have any tequila?
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't I? I'm famous. I can do whatever I want. Who are you?
And who are you? Do you own this house?
Oh, my God.
So she goes and she changes into something, you know, like just this cute little dress. And comes back out, and he's like, here, have a drink with me. And she's like, this early kind of.
Yeah.
But she ends up drinking, and they keep drinking and drinking. And
I'm just finished half the bottle. I was kind of.
Yeah. And talking. I mean, there's some real chemistry.
There definitely was.
Yes. And
their body language was like so spot on. Like,
oh,
they just got closer and like
I loved
contact.
It. Yes.
They were on.
They were. It was so great. It was so fun to watch. Mm-hmm. They really are did a good job.
They're both good actors.
They're good actors. Plus, they're both beautiful, and
yes.
They, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to say, I love that she is an older woman and this younger, he's 17 years younger than she is. And he is completely taken by her in all senses. You know,
she's so smart.
Yes.
And, like,
And
listening. She's a great listener.
And she's beautiful too. So.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I was in love.
Yes.
What's not to love?
So they're getting closer and closer on the couch, and then it just, they kiss and they're gone. They're, you know,
upstairs.
It's all over. They're kissing, they're rolling around on the walls. And
did you find gravity?
There's like some Matrix moves thrown in just for fun.
Yeah, it's
pretty awesome. Slow motion turnaround and kiss.
And then they end up in her room, and they're just like, they want to get each other's clothes off. And he says something like, is this shirt important or this dress important?
Oh, yes.
She's like, oh, no. And so he rips the dress out. All the buttons go over. And then she says, is this shirt important? And he's wearing that.
And
she just rips it out of him.
But let me tell you, the effects were great.
Yes.
Did we mention Zac Efron was in this?
So they're
really buff. I think he just finished like filming a boxing movie.
Claw.
The claw is going to get.
She said, "I don't know.
Iron
Claw."
Iron,
right?
Yeah, it was good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Was he in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was good.
It won't tell me he was in Mary Poppins. I'd be like, oh, really?
I was.
He can sing. He can sing that.
He actually can't.
I know.
He was singing Cher.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's right.
He was.
That was so long ago, I forgot.
I know.
He's one of those actors that's not only like.
Well, he was in The Greatest Showman. They sang a lot.
Yeah.
That was really good.
He's one of those, I think, actors that, you know,
just
a classic actor that can do everything. You sing, you dance, you act.
Yeah. Well, and he was picked out by Disney when he was young, which they have, like, what do they do? Like, do they just, like, hunt out, like, who's going to be hot when they get older? Like,
can you tell?
Is there a way to tell? I think Disney,
they know.
They do. They're like, oh, you are going to be smoking hot when you grow up.
Because Ryan Gosling was he Disney too?
Yeah, he was Disney.
And he's another one of those that just dances.
Yeah, they all do Justin Timberlake. All of them do. Because
they were in the Mickey Mouse Club together.
Yeah, they were.
And they're all good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Let's get the Ryans mixed up. Ryan Reynolds?
He wasn't
Disney though.
No.
Could you imagine like he would have been
him too much,
he would have been like the bad kid Disney. Like, what's the one with the that our girls listen to it, the Descendants. He would have been a Descendant, the villains kids of Disney.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Descendants. And
no
Disney.
Clue. No clue.
Missing out. I'll sing the whole entire soundtrack for you next time.
Is this like a musical?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a Disney. It's a Disney live show with.
Oh yeah.
So all the villains
she'll
have
help
kids.
You remember, Lisa.
All the villains have kids.
Still no.
There were some good songs. It came out after Frozen. It's what stopped Avery from singing Frozen 24/7.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so. We're not huge Disney people in this house. Sorry.
South Park, yes, Disney, no.
South Park, yes, Disney, no.
I know.
Sorry.
South Park is so good. Anyways,
yes.
Back to Zac Efron.
Well, so they are too hot and heavy to notice that Zara walks into their house. And she's looking for her mom. I think this is the funniest part. She's looking all over for the mom. She's kind of strolling around the house. She goes into the bedroom and she sees them. And she's like, ah! And then they scream, ah! And then she, like, goes to run out of the room. And she hits her head
on the wall. She knocks herself out. She's like, you're not yourself.
Yes.
And I and they both come out. They're like, "Ah, you know who she can."
I can't imagine, literally, anything on this planet that would be worse than that.
Oh, that
walking
would be
into that. Okay, it's never happened to me. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know that my parents had sex.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't want to know.
You didn't want to know.
I didn't want to know they're having sex.
I'm pretty sure my kids did do. Yeah, and I've been walked in on.
Okay. Yeah, me
my
too.
Nephew.
But
I've been walked in on.
Not my children. I didn't know better. And I'm just like, oh,
oh
my gosh. I'm scarred
for life.
They never slept over again.
Wow. Didn't know it could.
So they oh, she so definitely bad. Has a big head injury. So they take her to her doctors. You know, she's still going to the
pediatrician.
Yeah.
24.
Ross in this office, and Zac Efron is now wearing the Blondie shirt.
Oh, that's so cute.
That she had an add on. And then, you know, Zara is completely pissed at both of them. She's
totally
like,
pissed at both of them.
This totally
I'd be more pissed at my mom.
So she's in there, and the doctor's like examining her, and he just walks in like Chris Cole. Like,
yeah.
And he walks in, and the doctor is just like, well, Chris Cole. And then he completely ignores the patient. She's like, hey. Hey, you're seeing me. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay. It was pretty
good.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Exciting. That's so awesome.
You know what it is, though.
So they end up home, and Zara's like, tells her mom, absolutely.
No,
this is not, you can't.
Now, I'll just give you the earrings right now. We'll call it good. Yeah. I got my hair and my.
Yeah, I mean, she's got some real concerns. Not only is, like, she just so frustrated with her and Chris, you mm-hmm. know, as an employer, and a human, she's like, absolutely.
He's a terrible
not
human.
Yeah,
so
yeah, do not want to date my mom, who is
a beautiful
woman. And, you know, she is
a well accomplished person
yeah.
herself.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Very talented.
A writer, and she is.
Did she rewrite the script?
Oh, well, yeah, that's part that happens a little. So she is. Been alone for a while, like 11 years. Her
yes.
Husband died of cancer, and she's you know, she's kind of in a, yeah, she's kind of trying to figure some stuff out herself. You know, she's kind of in a place where she's maybe ready to move on. But, you know, when
mm-hmm.
this younger, very handsome man shows that he's interested in her, she's absolutely, yeah.
Ready to
I'm
give that
ready.
A whirl.
I am so ready.
Yeah. She hadn't dated at all since
mm-mm.
then. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
ridiculous. I would die.
I mean, and she is.
Maybe she was, I mean, she was raising her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was raising her daughter and just working on herself. And
that's awesome.
You know, so I think at this point, she really is just sort of waiting and ready for some new thing to happen to
mm-hmm.
change her life. And this is it, you know, so she meets Chris, and even though Zara says, please do not see him, he texts
her.
Does
he offer her the job back?
Yes, he says, and he's like, I need you to, yes, you, and you can be my producer. You can be the producer. You can find somebody,
yes.
You can pick somebody else to rewrite the script. I just want you back. So she's working
that before I met your mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
Got to know your mother.
And then she agrees to go back and work
yeah.
for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they can't stay away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris texts Brooke and says, can dinner, you know, tomorrow night. And she says, okay, but she's like, sure. She's like, I'm going to go and we're going to talk about what
happened. She didn't say that on the text though. She was like, I don't think so. But then he's like, I'll make reservations in case she changes
mind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then she's, when she says yes, then she's, oh gosh, then she's all, I mean, she's super excited. She's
trying to find the whole entire day
finding a dress.
Yes. Which, I mean,
how lovely that she gets to be
so
excited
exciting.
That way.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was sort of the beauty of the movie, is that this older woman who still has a lot of life and vitality, mm-hmm. can, you know,
she's still got it.
She's mm-hmm. still got it.
And she, reminds
and she yeah. can exercise that with somebody.
Yes.
She can, and somebody can make her feel beautiful and wanted. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is kind of the romantic piece of the movie, I
Absolutely.
Think. So, Zara goes back to work. Oh, yeah. So they go, she goes to dinner, and he's got the whole restaurant.
Of course.
No one's there except for the two of them. They have this amazing dinner. They talk. Then he's like, how about going on a walk with me after dinner in New York? And they go to this, like, the set. And they're walking down the streets of
it.
And they have this amazing time. They go into a loft, like on the movie set, Leonardo, and have drink beer. And they're sitting on the floor.
And playing dress up with all the costumes. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
It's adorable. Mm-hmm. It'll be a really fun first date.
Yeah. And then they, you know.
End up enjoying each other.
Mm-hmm. A little more.
A lot more.
A lot more. And she's just so taken by this. And he is taken by her, too.
Yeah.
You
it's
know,
genuine.
She's a smart, beautiful woman. And I don't
know.
Well, I
just don't see why is she interested in him is the thing I don't understand. Is he nice?
He, to her, yes. Like,
he is complete opposite with her versus the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's an ass. To his personal assistant.
Yeah.
Like,
but
oh,
you realize that he
was someone who was an ass to their personal assistant.
And she seems
well,
like
her mom doesn't know that.
No.
She doesn't follow her daughter to work, and the daughter doesn't complain to her.
Oh.
So yeah, she doesn't know. And she is getting to know him in a different way because, you know, he tells her that, you know, basically, he really doesn't have any friends because he moved to L.A. and became famous.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of the same things like when we talked about weddings.
Rich.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why people are friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
Are they really friends with you for you or just
mm-hmm.
your money?
Absolutely.
Or
your
position
yeah.
or prestige.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a fairly lonely guy. And I think that's maybe sometimes why he asks so much of Zara, because he's just lonely.
Mm-hmm.
He can't go to the grocery store for himself. You know, he's
mm-hmm.
just...
Can you imagine not being able to just go pick up a bag of Fritos when you want?
Oh, I'm suck ass. And I hate to be famous.
And to take a walk in New York, you have to go on a set, you know,
mm-hmm.
where no one's going to...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
no, I hate
bother
to be famous.
You.
I hate it.
Oh, or
so,
I don't know why... I'm going on a tangent here, but like I read something about Paula Abdul, like how she was in a airport restroom and people were trying to take pictures of her like above the stall. She's
oh,
coming
my God.
Her. They just have no privacy. And I no thank you.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, who are the people that do that anyway? I mean, for heaven's sake.
So, well, that's what I hate too. It's like if you see a famous person out, these people who think that, look, there's a famous person. They're enjoying dinner with their friends. I'm going to go over there and I'm such a fan. I'm just going to go ask them for their autograph and they won't be a dick. Excuse me. Do you want to be interrupted when you're talking to your friends?
Yeah, by
no,
a complete stranger.
By a complete stranger. It's like it doesn't
no.
matter if you're nice and if you're a big fan. Leave them the hell alone. They are having dinner with their family
they're
or their friends.
People too. They're not like zoo animals.
They're not. It's
yeah,
like
no.
it's like just leave them alone. Now, if they're outside in an event signing things and they're all like,
well, that's inappropriate.
I don't want to sign yours. I don't want to sign yours. You know, if they're being jerks, then call them a jerk. But they're not a jerk for wanting to talk to the person they went to dinner with uninterrupted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I have seen a lot of famous people because I haven't.
Zero.
But
I wouldn't know if I did.
I have seen, when I lived in New York, I saw a couple here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I almost felt like I wanted to avoid looking at them even.
Oh, I do that too.
I was like, and it's a weird sensation because you see them and you think, oh, familiar.
Is that, who's that? Do it.
You know, how do I know that person? And then suddenly you go, oh. And then I turn, you know, turn away and be like, okay,
I'm
going to
say, wait.
I'm not going to stare. I'm going to
give
away.
I
want to
be rude. I want to give them their privacy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I don't understand
weird
people
on that end. I can't imagine like having people like,
oh, oh yeah.
Do I
have
a what's going on?
I just remember Linda.
Did I forget to zip up my pants?
When I was in college, I just remember Linda Hamilton. She was such a doll. And she was, so I was waiting tables when she was filming Dante's Peak. And she was staying at the hotel on the lake that I was waiting tables at when I was in college.
That's right, because it was filmed.
Because it was filmed, yeah. Up in, and so I remember I would, you know, I was, you know, 19 or 20 or whatever. And I was opening waitress. And she would like to come down and have coffee out on the deck before everything opened. And the coffee that had been out for a while. So she was like, hey, you know, she was just really cute. She's like, hey, can I just do a cup of the fresh stuff? And it's okay if I just go out and sit on the deck, you know, just enjoy a cup of coffee on the deck.
Yeah.
To myself for the, and I'm like, oh yeah, sure. I'm like, let me go wipe off a spot for you. So then we just got a routine where I just wipe a spot off for her and stuff. And it was really cute too, because she was so adorable. So like one morning I had too much fun the night before. And so then I was just like, I'm dying. She's like, do you want me to make the coffee for you? She was like, I'm like, I'm not quite there yet. She just looked at me just to like give me that, oh man. So like, she was just sort of like, do you need some help? She was just really sweet. She was just kind of like, I'll get the coffee. I'm like, I'll go wipe your spot. She was just like,
I got this.
Yeah, she was so cute. She just was cool. I mean, like, I'm like, oh gosh, you know, like she just is laughing at me with my hangover.
You know, I wonder sometimes if, you know, people who become famous or want to become famous understand that that's part of it or even the extent, of what that means, you know.
You might not go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
in privacy.
Like, I remember when I was young that you like, I want to be rich and famous.
Oh yeah.
But so because you don't understand what that means. So, you know, maybe a lot of times people like just love to act, and then if they become very famous, then it's not something that they really understood would happen.
Oh yeah.
But you know, I don't know. I have, who knows
is
what
it,
that looks like.
I'm gonna slaughter her name. Singer. Sia?
Oh, the one with the hair.
Yes.
But, so smart.
But she did that so that people wouldn't recognize her, so she could
be normal.
But she's so...
Who is this?
Sia?
She's the one who has the hair that goes
in front
of her face.
She wears the wig in front of her face so that she isn't recognized when she wants to go to the store, because she just wants to be able to go to Target.
What do you mean she wears it in front of... Can she see?
No,
not
really.
Not really,
but
she
doesn't do dance moves, really. So
she doesn't need to.
Her voice is insane.
She's got the world's best voice.
Wow, I don't know who this is.
What? Chandelier?
Chandelier?
Uh-huh.
She's an amazing singer and she can't
awful?
Hear it. Oh you know, this would almost be fun. Let us slaughter.
No, we can't be doing that.
That's good.
Oh my gosh, sometimes I feel like I'm so, I want to believe that I'm not so old and so out of it, but I just, it seems like this is
no,
time.
She's
like,
from
I'm
10 years,
unstoppable.
She's like from 10
titanium.
Years ago.
Well, that,
she's
so
thrilled.
Old. 10 years ago.
none of these are being adults yet.
So,
she drinks the drink, and then,
That's
Chandelier. I know, I'm trying to say, like,
Well, Wiley was taking this test the other day online, and it was to see how up to date you were on, like,
pop
culture.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It was
zero.
Like, it was
zero.
It was a foreign language. I was like, what is that? He's like, Mom, you should take it. I'm like, no, because I have zero idea who any of those people are those meanings are. There's one.
If I played you one of her songs, you would know it.
You would so know it.
You're so recognizable, but I don't think we can play it without getting in huge trouble.
Yes, exactly. And I will sing it to you. I will look up the words real halfway and then I'll try to sing it.
I don't
it.
Even know if we, yeah.
I'm going to hum it really loud in a foreign accent.
So, Wiley, here's one. Do you guys know what this means?
That's how she dealt with it.
Still, it's not happening.
Cheers to you.
Let's try.
So, yeah. Do you know what
skibbity
toilet means?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you know what skibbity toilet means?
Only because.
Do you have ever heard of it?
But it's super inappropriate because my 5-year-old son is coming up and like.
It's gross.
It's not appropriate. I'm like, because he was like telling me, and like, I'm like, you don't mention that around the next door neighbor little girls that.
Where
you're going to be playing with.
He was saying skibbity toilet.
Oh, he watches the videos and stuff. Like he's just handed a iPad at home and ignored.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he comes up to us, he doesn't get that stuff. And so like he's exposed to all these things that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be watching skibbity toilet at 5. Yeah.
Huh.
And then when I told him, you can't. We're not going to watch that up here.
Okay, I just thought it was like a slang term.
No.
I thought it was a slang term too.
No, there's songs. It's this guy who's really creepy that pops out of toilets, has his head go like this, do all this crazy stuff. And it's scary and his face is the music is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it just pops in like out of nowhere.
Yeah, and then there's
a
cameraman that goes
like,
and like kills the skibbity toilets and... It's like this, apparently there's this whole like online skit culture about all of these things.
About skibbity toilets.
It's not meant for a 5-year-old. And
but
then,
neither was South Park, and here we are.
I know. South Park at least is intelligent. I mean, I have to say, if you can understand what's going on in South Park, you've got an IQ.
There you go.
Well,
so
back to the movie.
I would much rather take our South Park episode they could watch it by and watch it with them than the skibbity toilet.
So where were we at?
So we're just talking about how famous they are and how they have to go on New York Street for their first date.
Yeah,
that's why we got off on that.
Well, after this first date, now she's really... She's really hooked.
Oh,
and
wow.
She can't.
Well, she got stuck.
But
apparently.
We're like, we can't tell Zara about it.
Yeah.
Like,
they're trying to keep it from her.
That's
Zara
always
would be
a good
really
idea.
Upset, but like, how are they supposed to keep that from her? Like,
you can't.
She's her boss. She's your mom. You're both around her all the time.
Yeah, when you're not with her, I'm with her.
Yeah.
Not really quite that bad, hopefully.
So, but she, of course, finds out. And she confronts her mom.
Her
like,
mom couldn't keep it in, right?
No, she goes to some event with him and
speaks
out. And how does Zara find out?
Well, Zara snuck into the event because she was suspecting.
Yes. I can't remember, though, why. But anyway, she catches them.
Didn't
and...
she find the script that her mom rewrote? So she was really upset to confront her about it?
Oh, yes.
Zara was going to have... I think a friend of hers rewrite it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And instead,
that's right.
Her mom rewrite it. She's such a talented writer.
Yeah.
Because we skipped all this because part of the lead up to this point and the connection that Brooke and Chris are feeling, they like spend this romantic weekend on at his beachfront house
doing
and they're connecting on all sorts of levels. They're just
where she
so
got
romantic.
That sweater that she wore
all the clothes I wanted everything. I'm like that
it
sweater
was
she,
we need to have like a Stitch Fix that's just like, you know,
yeah, because she has like that great like gray sweater.
Yes, that's the
I'm
one.
Like, I love that. And then she had
super oversized. It looks amazing.
Yes. And then she's also wearing like a poncho, like a not a poncho, but like a, was it? Maybe it's a poncho.
Yeah,
sure.
Like sweater thing. I'm like, I love that too.
Mm-hmm.
I love all of her clothes at the beach.
the beach were awesome.
Yes.
They were good.
And so they're really, really connecting. And then Zara's they're back in Hollywood. The Brooke is with Chris at this benefit thing or function. I'm not quite sure what it was.
Yeah.
Like,
like how did they not think that his picture with her wouldn't be seen?
Yeah, that's true. So she, Zara's, oh, and he's told Zara, he just brought it up. He's like, by the way, I found another writer for the script. And she's like, wait, what?
You told me that I had the rights for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she's kind of pissed. Then her friend brings back a dress that she borrowed from Brooke, Zara's friend. And Zara is taking the dress back to her mom's closet and sees the script on her mom's bedside table. And then she's pissed. And
she knows who the other writer was.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So then she sinks into the benefit, confronts her mom, and is really mad. And
I can't blame her.
Well,
would you wait?
Well,
would you sneak into the benefit, or would you wait till she got home that night?
Well, she's 24. The world does revolve around her still. She truly does, because she's a pretty self-centered girl. Her mom like dropped everything and put her whole life on hold just to attend to her grieving daughter who just lost her dad.
Which
understandably
makes total
so
sense, but she just lost her husband too. And
yeah, so
I think
it's a tricky situation.
It is, it definitely is. And you always put the kids
and
first,
you know,
right?
I think Brooke also is like, please understand, I had no idea. And I'm really happy. I really like Chris. So Christmas is coming up, and Brooke is talking with her mother-in-law, who they're very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother-in-law is played by
Kathy Bates. I love her.
She's
and
so good.
Her name is Lila.
And it's adorable when they're talking.
Yes.
Like, they're just talking like best friends.
Is it Lila?
Yeah.
Lila Ford.
Yeah.
Lila is always, she's trying to push Brooke to move on, you know, with her life.
Yeah.
Because she sees that she needs to. And then when she's talking to her about Chris, she's like, invite him to Christmas because they're spending Christmas at her cabin.
Big Bear? I don't know. Fancy ski place.
Big Bear.
And Brooke is like, well, I can't because
it's big something.
I can't. She's like, I can't because of Zara. You know, I told her that we're not going to be together. And Lila just says, I'll help you figure this out because you need to bring him. You need this
to
for
have
you.
An opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. You need, even if it doesn't have to be forever, it just, you're enjoying this moment.
Yeah.
Enjoy this moment.
Yeah.
Yes. She's so sweet.
Yeah. So, Chris comes to
Christmas. And she's like,
Christmas.
You just want it. You want it more than I do. She's like, I do.
Nice. Pretty much. That's part of it.
Yeah.
And we want to meet this guy.
So, Chris comes to Christmas and it's lovely.
And is he nice to Zara?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, he's very thoughtful, the gifts he gives everyone are very thoughtful, and he gives Brooke a book of all of her essays and short stories that she's ever written.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's
an anthology. Yeah.
And he didn't have.
It was the most
thoughtful gift he's probably ever given. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was super excited to give it.
Yeah.
You know, it was like
and
one of
Zara,
those things.
Yeah. She's bought everything and she's taken care of everything for him.
Mm-hmm.
Even like the, what was it that he makes her put together?
Oh,
for
her his dogs.
For his dogs.
And he makes her pay for it.
Yeah,
he's like,
so
that
it's a surprise, because if he paid for it, then it wouldn't be a surprise. That would ruin the whole point. He's so awful.
Is
that right?
But this is like so exciting for him because he's really, he's buying it and he's putting these things together.
Yes,
and
being thoughtful for the first time. Well, maybe not the first time in his life, but
yeah.
The first time in his successful life.
Right. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Successful.
One of my favorite lines is Lila and Brooke are having a conversation that actually Zara overhears. And, you know, she's talking about, she kind of tells Lila something that she's been keeping from her for a long time about her relationship with her husband, her deceased husband, who's Lila's son. And she said, you know, our marriage was pretty much over. He had told me that he didn't love me anymore and we were probably going to get a divorce. It sounded like this husband had broke her heart by doing this, you know, and it seems like even she became more successful than he was as a writer and it kind of
crushed him.
And
then he got the cancer and then she stuck with him.
So she's kind of been in a loveless situation for a very long time, you know, even before he died. And she was like, I didn't want to tell you this because he was your son. And Lila's like, you know what? You are more of a daughter to me than, you know.
Yeah, you're my daughter.
You're my daughter. And I love you. And I'm disappointed in him that's what it was. But you're my daughter. And
I love you.
I want to support you and love you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's like, so, you know, Lila's saying, well, why? You just need to, like, if you're happy, you know, make this work. And she's, Brooke is like, I don't know. I'm just, this is one of my, I thought it was a nice little line. She says, you know, she's worried. Brooke says, I'm worried it's going to hurt. Like, something's going to happen and I'm going to get hurt.
Which is such a normal response when you're so joyful.
Yeah.
Because you just think to yourself, like, how can it really last? Like, it shouldn't be this good.
Well,
you're just waiting
for
the
intensity is going to drop. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to have that level of intensity. But I think she's mature and old enough to understand that.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not Chris can get through that is another thing.
Yeah. Well, Lila says to her, she says, the end is none of our business. Basically, we don't know where this is going. And it's none of our business. And she says, honey, being with the guy, beginning of the end. Tomorrow is going to come anyway. You know. Mm-hmm. So just go enjoy yourself. Oh, and I thought it was really
clever.
Kind of a nice way to put it.
Say that. Well.
So all things are good, you think, until they're leaving the cabin and Zara sees the earrings in his bag. And she's like,
he's going to dump my mom.
She's livid.
Is he really planning that?
So they go to the, they take separate cars back home. And, you know, it's like this nice little Brooke and Chris are kind of just talking and having a drink and, you know, reminiscing about the Christmas. And Zara comes in. She's so pissed. She's like, says, you know, I found the earrings. He's going to break up with you.
Yeah, did he take you to New York Street?
Yeah.
That's what he does with all his girls. He's like, nothing special about this relationship.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh,
she was rough.
And she...
but if that was true, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And so she tells her mom how all the awful things that he's made her do, which aren't super horrible. It's just like...
$250,000 allowance, kind of horrible.
Yeah, I was like, well, you know, picking up his girlfriend's stuff and making the doggy baskets, you know, just dumb little things that are, you know.
Petty, but not bad.
Yeah, but cumulatively, it feels like you're just getting dumped on all the time. But you're a personal assistant.
You kind of are. That's sort of your job.
Your job.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a lot of other options.
Yeah.
And like the fact that he takes everybody on the same exact date, I mean, he doesn't have a lot of options.
Yeah. So she just lays it all out there, and Brooke is disappointed in him. She's like, is this true? You know, and he's like, well, let me explain or whatever. She's like, no, I just want you to leave. So he sadly leaves, and...
They're both just devastated.
They're both sad. Yes.
He wasn't going to be breaking up with her.
No, There's no way.
Zara has to go.
Did she find the actual earrings or did she see a box?
No, they were the earrings. And Zara has to go back to work and produce him.
No one has a job.
They end up having a chat, and Zara realizes that she was
in the wrong.
Yeah, because he's like, I got the earrings. I was thinking I might.
Because he was also experiencing that same fear that when something is so good, it can't last.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a thing that we do to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I know I can, like, get myself into crying fits in, like, 2 seconds. Like, I'm so happy, but this is going to be gone. It's such a human thing that we do.
It's so,
so
true.
Stupid.
And so, you know, he kind of explains, you know, some of his actions to her. He's like, yeah, of course I took her to, you know, New York, because that's the only place I can take anybody without having a lot of, yeah, you know. And she feels, yeah, she understands that she.
Yeah, she just never took the time to understand what it was like to be Chris either.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I loved Zara's character, actually, in this movie, because she
does a lot of growth, too.
That's why it's such a well-done
movie.
Yeah, I loved it.
And so I'm going to leave it in that. Brooke is heartbroken. She takes a job in Pennsylvania. It's a Pennsylvania to teach at a college, a semester or something. And Zara and Chris do this movie. And
does it turn out well?
Oh, I don't think that they go into that.
We're going to leave it at that, because we don't want to spoil the end.
No.
But I just thought this was such a fun movie to watch. I liked it so much.
And I would say, should we rate it? Like, how?
How realistic was it? I mean,
that these people would ever get together?
No, I can't imagine. I mean, how do I know? I don't know what that, like, again, was like, I don't know the world.
The reason they got together, the circumstances around that.
Makes sense.
I mean, yeah, like, it wouldn't be a weird thing for him to show up and try to beg
to
get a job back. But how realistic is it for some guy who's only dated girls like his age?
Supermodels, whatever.
Yeah, gorgeous. And then 14 years older. But I will say, I think maybe that's why he was so intrigued, because she was so much more intelligent and mature than everyone else he dated, that it was very alluring to him.
Well, she was centered in herself.
And I don't think we talked about this, but he did say, you know, like, his mom died when he was fairly young. And I'm just conjecturing totally here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that sometimes when people lose a key figure in their life at a very young age, they go looking for that in other people. And so maybe it makes sense for him to, like, look for a more maternal type person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's an easy connection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how lasting that is, but I think I can totally see the vulnerability there.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
Total conjecture.
Oh, yeah, no, I can see what, I guess you're right. I was just kind of looking at it as this world that I don't know and understand. And so how could that possibly happen? Some really famous guy falling for
an
old lady writer.
Yeah,
exactly.
But she's not
drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah, so the only thing that I can think of is, you know, I mean, does he not want to have a family? Because what she's in this show, she's supposed to be 40?
Is he thinking about that?
Is she supposed to be like 48 in this show?
Yeah,
you know,
it's like 14 year age.
And
difference.
He's what's supposed to be like 34?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like,
she's, what is she, late 50s, maybe?
No. She's like late 40s.
She is late 40s, really?
Yeah. So her daughter's 24. Is she probably in the show?
In my mind, I was thinking, well, there was some math I did during the, because I'm like, I don't know.
So if her daughter's 24.
Yeah, like, I would think that she would be around 48. Between 45 and 50.
I was thinking she was in her 50s.
No. No, 45 to 50.
There was a 14-year age gap.
Yes, yeah, so
I wrote it
14
down.
To 15. 45
and how old
to 50.
Was he? He was 34. Oh, 34. Oh, okay.
So she's probably 48.
Yeah.
Oh, and wow. So the only thing that I can think of is, well, does he not want to have kids? Because
I wonder if he's even thinking about that.
How can you ever date anyone? Seriously, and not think about that if you haven't already had your babies. Like, now I've already had my babies, so I don't care. You know, I think find somebody who doesn't want to have babies now.
Yeah, so being with a younger man certainly is one of those things.
Unless he doesn't want to have babies.
I don't know what you think. How many men are going, maybe a lot of them, I don't know, but how many of them are like, oh, I'm looking for somebody to make babies with? Like, is that on their mind?
Oh, when they...
The thing that it is for women?
When you get... yeah, actually, men kind of, like, they're like...
It's high up there on their priority list?
I think that when you're talking about their relationship, I'm not talking about who they're just going to bang. He wasn't with her because... Well, he was with her because they had chemistry and he wanted to bang her. But...
She was bangable.
She was totally bangable, but he wants a relationship with her. And so when men are truly thinking about giving their heart, I do think that they would take that into consideration. Yeah, he's obviously thinking long-term with her. And so part of that equation for him is, okay, babies, you know, she can't have my babies. Are we going to adopt babies together? How does she feel about that? How do I feel about that? You know, there is, you know, when there's an age gap like that, you do have to think about those things too, because I mean, if they adopt babies together, she's 48. That means that she's going to be.
And I don't see her doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, in this movie, I feel like
she's
way past that.
Exactly. But he's still, you know, so,
yeah. He's still right in the prime.
Yeah, he's still right in the prime.
The patient 30s.
Mm-hmm. and as a man, you know, he can go up to 45, you know, and still.
Oh, no, he's 70s.
Yeah, well, sometimes those things happen even into your 50s when you're a man.
No, like, I feel like the oldest person to ever father a child was in their 70s.
Yes.
I have to look it up.
Yeah, yeah, I had a friend in high school whose dad was,
about
72.
Didn't Robert De Niro just have a,
really?
Somebody, like, a baby just recently?
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
And Alec Baldwin has all these kids, and he's no spring chicken.
So I
but
mean,
his wife probably is.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So I mean, there's a small difference when it comes to that's the one bummer about that. But if they both don't want to have kids, I don't think it matters.
I want to say the oldest woman to ever have a child was in her 60s, though.
That's so crazy. Could
like 68
imagine?
Or 69. Something crazy like
that's
that.
That's ridiculous.
So,
can you imagine that?
I want to Google it. No, I'm dying.
I know. That would be awful. So, so he would, if anything, act out being a parent-y figure as if Zara got, you know, has a child.
Oh, then he would
he
get his
a child in his life.
74.
Holy
way.
Shit. Really?
Maybe
how does that happen?
I'm just
going on this one.
Very interesting. As of 2019, so it could be different now.
Gosh.
Mangayama Yarmati, a 74-year-old woman from India, is believed to be the oldest woman to give birth to her first children, twin girls,
through
in vitro fertilization.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who would in vitro a 74-year-old?
That's a great question.
What sick doctor?
But with her husband, Sitarama Rahayaro.
They must have needed an heir.
So she was 74. Husband was 82. Twin girls.
Jeez.
Illegal. I'm sorry. The natural age for passing away is what? 80-ish?
Oh.
So they're going to, what are they going to do with their 6-year-old children?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that pisses me off.
So, yeah.
And that other guy, he's living on borrowed time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The average age for men to die is 79.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was going
to say, if it weren't in vitro,
how in the world is somebody still, like, got viable eggs?
Yeah.
Especially.
Absolutely.
For twins.
Oh, then we've got.
They probably are rich enough to, they bought those babies. So they have nannies and people in place too.
There was one in Uganda in 2023 that did it at age 70. And it doesn't say whether it was natural or IVF. The one before says 59. That was in 2017 and that was natural.
Yeah, okay. That would be. Could you imagine thinking that you're just going through the change? And
no, my mom has a friend who was, I think she was 49, 50,
mm-hmm.
and she thought she was having, she was going through menopause.
Yeah.
Because totally
she was like,
it was really pregnancy hormones.
Yeah. So how old was she when she actually, how far along was she when she actually figured it out?
Like a couple months. I mean, I think she was like 3 months along.
Oh,
yeah. She was like.
I could see 3 months being pretty easy to go if you're, you know, at our stage.
Well, then you just think like, I'm getting the, you know.
Yeah,
like
the
weight.
And
you're kind of like gaining weight. You're like,
hormonal changes.
Uh-huh.
Or...
Yeah, I would not have thought twice about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had a hysterectomy.
You don't hardly ever have a period.
Yeah, you know, I would. Yeah.
I'm surprised she caught it by 3 months. I'm really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And by that age, too, like, really? Would you be using protection if you were in a long-term relationship?
I want to say,
no.
I don't even think she might have gone to a doctor for a checkup or something weird like that. She didn't take a pregnancy test. It wasn't like.
Oh, that she got
it. Just wasn't on anyone's radar.
Yeah, no. I totally know.
And
that's
like, you're pregnant. And she's like, what?
What?
Show.
Now that's the show that I want to see, like the oops, I didn't know I was pregnant. And that to me.
did
that again. I got myself knocked out. Got lost in the game.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, that's the show that I would totally believe that when, you know, you see these women who are like, I had a baby and I didn't even know I was pregnant. Okay, now I could totally, the menopause woman who's like, what? Holy shit, I'm 5 months pregnant? Like, I haven't been
that. I have a handful of people that I know that happened to, so.
Who didn't know they were pregnant and had a baby?
No. But just thought, you know, menopause had happened and got pregnant. So, use your protection into your 50s or 60s, ladies. Or get your uterus yanked out.
That's what I did. It was the best thing ever. Like, I was like, I didn't even know. I was like, it was funny, though, because, like, I went from, I have a uterus and I have estrogen to, thank goodness my uterus is gone. And then, you know, and then I got down to zero estrogen.
But didn't you keep your ovaries?
I did, but I didn't know that I had gone through, I never went through the whole losing my period thing because I didn't have a uterus.
Mm.
And so I didn't know when I was going through menopause by that cue.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just all of a sudden was like, I'm getting the menopausal tendonitis.
Mm-hmm.
I was totally getting that. Didn't know that that was that. I thought my autoimmune disease was flaring up. And so then I finally the hot flashes started kicking in and I was like stripping at breakfast and stuff. And I was like, So have you had your hormones checked? He's like, I'm really going to miss strip breakfast, but I really think you should go get your hormones checked. And then I had zero estrogen and zero progesterone. Zero.
Whoa.
It was zero, zero.
Yikes.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, I had more testosterone in my system than anything else.
Dang. Can you say that?
I was like, I should start lifting and be like, hey.
And go popping those nuts.
I got some bulbs on.
Well, so how long do you guys think this is relationships is going to last?
It depends on kids.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
How realistic is it that they would get together? I would say I'm going to give them a neutral.
Neutral.
I could take it or leave it. How long will their relationship last? So, yeah, that's the next question.
I would say.
I'm doing my typical 25 to life.
I would give it. Probably 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Two years.
Maybe seven.
Two to seven. Unless, of course, he grows up and he doesn't want children.
Because in 7 years, he'll be 41, and then he'll really, like, be thinking. Because I think that's
yeah,
about
41
the time you're,
about
like,
the
middle
time that
age.
Men,
you're like, I got to make a choice
well,
in life.
Yeah, men, that's men's flip the switch. And then she'll be too old to adopt at 41.
I'm saying 25 to life because I think that he has no one else. And this connection with Zara and Brooke are the connection he's going to make. And nothing else will compare.
That's kind of true, I believe.
I'm thinking.
I think that's a good point.
I feel like this is it for him.
I really agree with you. This is his first real connection.
The first time that he's grown.
Yeah.
Changed and now he's got a capacity.
See, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about 2 years of healing time with her, learning to be a decent human being, having normalcy, all of those things, and then they have the baby talk. And
when he hits midlife, he'll be
and
like,
then
oh.
and then at
41. I'm giving him 7 years.
I think 7 years is probably
I feel like he's going to be okay with not, because by then maybe Zara's going to have children. And
grandkids are probably more his speed, to be quite honest, with his personality.
Yeah.
True.
So, I mean, the daunting grandpa.
I also think, obviously, it's
the daunting grandpa.
In a really creepy, daunting way. No, grandpa.
Well, I don't think he obviously is in a, because he's famous. It's once again hard to find people.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's going to be able to.
And this
find
is kind
of
his shrine, I trust you. And you know, they kind of have a little. If she can be a producer, he can be an actor, and she's a scriptwriter. They kind of have their own little
trifecta there.
Yeah,
I do.
And it sounds like there's the trust amongst them all. Well, even though they weren't honest with each other.
It was sensitive.
But they will have it.
How spicy.
Yes.
It was maybe a jalapeno. I say it's two. I mean, it was pretty. It wasn't super spicy, but it was.
It had chemistry.
Mm-hmm. What do you
think, Lisa? Yeah, I would say cayenne. Or jalapeno cayenne.
I mean, we didn't see any anteater, so.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. That's right.
Thank goodness. That.
I just don't feel like a pedophile with Zac Efron.
Well.
Because I shouldn't, because, like, he's, like, so, oh, my. He also just, like, outdoor hiking. Videos and stuff like that or something?
Yeah.
Outdoor shows?
I know nothing.
Yeah. Like, he's totally an outdoorsy guy, which is hot.
Yeah.
That is hot. I also know outdoor people that aren't Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Also hot.
Me too. Yeah. Also
I think
hot.
He's an environmentalist.
That's
hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As in.
So, what do we think? Is this story engaging?
Yes.
I think
this
so, too.
Great.
I think the chemistry.
And I loved the growth of all the characters.
Yeah,
it was actually really good that way.
It's so cute to have a show that you get all character growth and humor and a good love story and sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you had it all.
It's like the perfect. You know, it's still a chick flick, but
I love the chemistry. They have chemistry on.
They've been in something else.
Oh.
Prior.
Versus the other movie we watched with Reese Witherspoon and
Ashton Kutcher.
Cute. I love both of them, but I didn't feel like they had that chemistry either, where you're like, just watching them get together was
so exciting.
Like, I was kind of, Owen was trying to sleep in the other room, and, you know, as they're, you know, getting together, I'm like, oh my gosh! And I was like, Mom. Oh, sorry. Okay, keep trying. I'll keep it down.
Why are you going to come over and watch it with you? I love your voice. You have the nicest voice ever. I just love your voice.
Oh, thanks.
Do we care about these characters? I would say so.
Yes.
Yeah, we
wanted them to succeed.
Yes.
Does it matter? Did we learn anything that was, like, really...
I think we learned that, I mean,
don't
just
stare at famous people.
Yeah.
Well, what did Kathy
do? Well,
Reagan?
Exactly.
That's true. That was probably,
I think that's what we learned. Yes. The end is none of our business. So sometimes you just have to not worry about it. You know, you can't think too much about what the end is going to be.
That's what my therapist keeps saying.
Smart woman.
She is, actually. Pisses me off sometimes.
Oh, I hate that.
I think that's what I think that Brooke is, I think that's a very, because at some point we're all kind of, and I may be at this stage too in life, where your children are grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in this transition period of change. What are you going to do with your life? Who are you going to be now?
Sorry, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, it's a different chapter. of your life.
And I thought, overwhelming too, almost. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm like our teenage, our young adults.
Overwhelming too.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at the same place my kids are with the overwhelming, like, life change, everything changing stage.
And I feel like that's why this movie was so exciting, because her next phase of life was so exciting.
We're all kind of there right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except for I don't have Zac Efron walking into my house.
Yeah. I'm just going to...
I kind of think Brad's hotter, so...
Brad is so
Brad
cute.
Brad is a
crazy guy. You know what's so crazy? I love when he wears his contacts.
It's pretty hot.
So we were like... So I tell you, like, I was like... The first time I saw Brad with his glasses on and when he was wearing his contacts, I was going down the alleyway.
She texted me.
I was like, holy shit. Your husband is hot.
So I get this text message and I've been driving and I just say, listen, from Valerie. And it's like, holy shit, your husband is hot.
I have never seen him with contacts in.
It was so funny. I couldn't take it seriously.
I'm going to tell you, like, hello, Brad.
So bad. Who would we recommend this movie to? It's great. I'd watch it with my grandma. I'd watch it with my kids.
Yeah.
Although Brad didn't like it that much.
Yeah. Well, it's a rom-com.
Yeah, it's a rom-com.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, like, no,
maybe guys wouldn't like it that much.
So it needs to take place on an alien planet with...
I want to know if there's any rom-com out there that a guy actually likes.
There's got to be.
Okay, so you want to have sex that night? Because he'll watch it just to get sex that night. Like, I mean, like, isn't that the trade-off?
I want to know if it's, like, actually enjoyable. Like, do men ever watch rom-coms?
There's ones that are funny.
I know I've seen one. Actually, well, what was that one that I thought was a rom-com that wasn't? And Brett and I watched it together. He loved it. Jennifer Lawrence. Lawrence? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Silver Lining.
What's that?
Was it the Silver...
Oh, I loved that. I would say that's one that men would like because there's a lot of football.
Is there? And Silver Linings to the Love Story?
Yes.
We
it's a
that.
Very good one. I
it's
love
so
it.
Good.
Okay,
we'll have to watch it
after the Liners.
I really think Bradley loved that movie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's football. So should we tell football season?
And that was the first movie that made me appreciate why guys like football. So it was really an important movie for me. I don't understand.
We should do that in football season.
Understand.
Well, I've told you guys, I had no clue what football was. I mean, I just didn't understand the premise of it.
And no,
I just thought that these guys were out there just
in their tights running around, banging.
They were just tackling each other. I had no idea until
wrestling, throwing balls.
I had to really learn. Even watching the boys, I was like. Okay, I kind of am getting it.
It's a very athletic game.
It was
also a very strategic game.
Yes, well, I had no idea. It'd been a couple of seasons that the boys had been playing, and it was like a light went off in my head. I was like, oh, there's a strategy. Oh, these guys don't know what they're going to do with the ball.
It's very strategic.
This team here is going to do something with the ball. And the other team doesn't know, and they're going to try and figure it out, and then get the ball before the ball gets to the other side.
And then they have to learn the other team's common plays, so then they know how to block.
Yes,
they...
I love it. Definitely.
Yeah, we should watch that movie. But that wasn't the movie I was going to say. I was going to say the one.
Lawrence.
God. Why can't I think of names of movies?
Yes, the one where she needs the car.
She needs the car.
Yeah, she needs the car.
Hers got repossessed.
Yeah, hers got
yes, and she
tries to be the girlfriend to get the car.
Uh-huh. Yes,
it was
a romantic comedy, but it was.
But it wasn't.
Yeah,
they never were. They were never romantic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it got disqualified. But I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, Brad, let's watch this. And he thought it was funny. He loved
it. I thought it was
really
funny,
cute.
Too.
I liked that show, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, Silver Lining.
So
we should watch that.
Apparently, Jennifer Lawrence does the best rom-coms for guys.
Hey, that makes sense. Dude, I can watch Jennifer Lawrence Dean because she's such a funny person. Good. She's kind of adorable.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
All right. Well,
guys, that was fun.
Yeah.
Great. Subscribe, write, review.
Send pics.
Check out. No pics. I don't want pics. Nothing
inappropriate.
She's going to
say this every time. Sorry. Send us letters.
Check out myperfectromance.com. It'll give you links to what you need to know, to social and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Love you.
Thanks, guys.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.